Earlier this month, the government reported consumer prices rose by 0.5 percentage point in March, a surprisingly big increase. One reason is the recent surge in the cost of basic commodities. Over the past year, the price of everything from soybeans to aluminum has shot up. Economists say that's happening in part because of explosive economic growth in China, which has led to an enormous demand for all kinds of raw materials. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the increase is both a blessing and a curse for U.S. companies.
At R. Friedman & Son, a scrap metal dealer in Troy, New York, a crane operator lifts huge mounds of discarded metal and sorts it into piles. Everywhere you look are mountains of scrap 40 feet high, pieces of cars, old refrigerators with their doors ripped off, rusty barrels, and lots of twisted metal shards of indeterminate origin. In the spring sunshine, these piles glint like precious metals, and these days, that's what they might as well be.
What's happened in the last 365 days is like getting a transfusion. It completely changes everything.
Mesh Friedman is the co-owner of this yard, the fourth generation of his family to work in scrap metals. These days, he says business could not be better.
The prices now the way they are, if they can continue to hold, and even if the prices went down more, say they went down another 25 or 30%, there's no reason anybody should complain. Things are very good.
The economic rebound has led to a big demand for copper, steel, aluminum, any kind of scrap metal. The metal here will be loaded onto trucks, put on barges, and floated down the Hudson River to the port of Newark. From there, Friedman says it's likely to go to one place.
I would say in the last 3 months, or in the last 6 months, most of our material has gone to a Chinese market, a mill somewhere in China.
Only a year ago, economists were worrying about deflation. That's what happens when growth is so slow that commodity prices begin to fall, ultimately making people's assets worth less. Now, in just a few months, prices for many commodities, including oil, natural gas, aluminum, and soybeans, have come roaring back. Robert Hormats is vice chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He says one reason prices have risen is that investors have put little money into production.
Let's take oil. You have to spend a lot of money to create an oil well, to drill for the oil, to put in the pipes, to create refining capacity, and there wasn't a lot of investment in those things in the 1990s because you could make more money investing in hot items like technology, although you might have lost it in the end.
So commodities producers weren't prepared for the strong growth both here in the United States and even more so in China. Economist Donald Strossheim.
People simply don't understand in America how large China's economy is now. It's always been highly populated, but now China is industrializing, they're manufacturing, they sell an enormous amount of product to us here in America.
But Strossheim says the huge growth in China's industrial production obscures one central fact.
China does not have a lot of the basic commodities required for that production.
So China has to import nearly all of the raw materials it uses. It now consumes 25% to 30% of the world's steel and increasing amounts of coal, oil, copper, aluminum, concrete, and lumber. China is widely seen as an export powerhouse, but it now imports so many raw materials that it's running a trade deficit with the rest of the world. The China boom benefits companies that sell raw materials, but it hurts some others. At the receiving room of Revere Copper Products in Rome, New York, trucks unload hundreds of thousands of pounds of copper scrap each day. The company is a corporate descendant of one founded by Paul Revere himself in 1801. Today it makes copper coils and sheets that it sells to other manufacturers. Revere uses millions of pounds of copper scrap each year. But copper prices have doubled in a year, and Chairman Brian O'Shaughnessy says the company is having trouble getting supplies at prices it can afford.
In a business like ours, we'd be delighted to make a couple of pennies a pound when we ship our product out. If we have to pay a couple of pennies a pound more to get the scrap, then we're getting squeezed.
O'Shaughnessy says he tries to get the scrap he needs from suppliers, but he's often outbid by Chinese companies. And he says because those Chinese companies get hefty tax subsidies from their government, it's nearly impossible to compete with them. Raising his prices isn't an option either.
It's also very difficult for us to pass on these costs to our customers because our customers must compete with goods imported from China. In fact, one of the concerns that we have is that many of our customers are pulling up stakes and moving to Asia or to China.
Commodity prices are often seen as a good indicator of how well the global economy is doing. By that measure, the current price surge suggests that the world is in for a period of strong growth. But with growth in China showing no signs of easing, companies that rely heavily on raw materials are likely to feel pinched for a while. And that can only make doing business that much tougher. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.